because I've expired one of my lives. Because first you get canceled, then they make up a reason to put you in jail. And if that fails, they kill you.
So yes, Andrew Tate is an organized crime boss, or at least that is what prosecutors in Romania are investigating. Whether or not Andrew Tate and his brother formed a criminal organization that targets young women for exploitation in the production of corn. Switching with a P, you know what I'm talking about. So Andrew Tate and his brother's home was raided, and those accusations, along with the new accusation that Andrew Tate raped a woman. Now, up until this point, Andrew Tate has only been an accused human trafficker. With all the negative media attention that he has created with his misogynistic content.
Did you actually beat your wife?
It's very difficult for me to put into words.
Bang out the machete, boom in her face, grip her up by the neck. Like, shut up,
the media would have loved to have a real reason to cancel him instead of just the fact that he said some mean things.
There's a large contingent of men out there who don't want to wear makeup, who don't want to be girls, who don't want to be told they're toxic because they want to go to the gym. And there's nothing wrong with us. We are not evil. We are not bad.
But no one could confirm it. And even after his home was raided earlier in 2022, he and his brother was questioned and let go. And since all of this is happening in Romania, the story died, especially since the bigger story at the time that had surfaced was footage of Tate and his ex-girlfriend doing some light BDSM play, which people were claiming was evidence of him being a woman beater. But that story also quickly died after she confirmed that she consented to the video and that there was absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Andrew is my still great friend. What you guys saw on the video, it's just what we used to do. It was just pure game. He's a great guy. He would never hurt anyone.
So it seemed that the media, after losing to Andrew Tate again, decided that it couldn't label him a human trafficker or woman beater to cancel him. But that has now all changed as Tate and his brother have been arrested in Romania, and the Romanian authorities are releasing information that tells us the full story of the women found in their home in the raid in April, details on Tate's alleged criminal behavior, and the dark underbelly of the corn business that made Andrew Tate as rich as he is. Now, it's hilarious that he's giving all this be a strong man advice and be a successful business person, and he's just a pimp. Internet pimp at that. And what is also hilarious is the way that the Romanian authorities tracked Tate down through a pizza box shown in a diss video he made for a 19-year-old climate change activist, Greta Thunberg. But we're going to get into all of that, all the details and the story of Tate's home being raided, the charges that he's facing as well, and his response. But first, I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. Now, on Thursday, Romanian police raided a luxurious apartment owned by the Tate brothers. Both Tristan and Tate have been detained for 24 hours, but they are trying to make it stretch into 30 days. According to G4 Media, the raid was carried out by the Directorate for the Investigation of Organized Crime and Terrorism, aka DICOT. Before I get into the raid and the charges and the crimes he's being accused of committing, I want to tell you about how they found him, because it is ridiculous. The arrest happened as a result of a fight between Andrew Tate and climate activist Greta Thunberg on Twitter. Greta was tagged in a tweet by Andrew Tate, who was bragging about his 33 cars. Thunberg responded, and her tweet quickly became one of the most liked tweets of all time. Nearly 3 million likes. Tate responded to her tweet with the video. In the video, he eats pizza from a box that says Jerry's Pizza, which is a Romanian restaurant chain.
So I'm actually mad at Greta, right? Because she doesn't realize she's been programmed. She doesn't realize she's a slave of the Matrix. She thinks she's doing good.
This allowed the Romanian authorities to confirm that he was in the country and arrest him in a human trafficking investigation. Imagine you're making Twitter diss videos and now you're being arrested by the Romanian government. All because you decided to pick a fight with a 19-year-old and you're like 38 online. That was not the coolest thing that Andrew Tate has ever done. But based on the reports, the British brothers have been being investigated by the authorities since the spring. In April, police and prosecutors located two girls near a property involuntary. One of them is an American citizen. The woman said that the two British brothers detained them against their will. The Tate brothers were questioned for 5 hours by DICOT, and they were released after the interrogation, but the investigation was far from over. Apparently, they're now both being picked up and have been taken to DICOT for hearings. According to reports, they're also suspected of forming an organized criminal group, and Andrew Tate is being accused of raping a woman. Take the G out, you know what I'm talking about. Now, Prosecutors in Romania are investigating whether or not this criminal organization is real and if they formed it, and if it is targeting young women for the production of pornography. According to them, the brothers made them do this so that they could sell those pictures and videos on sites like OnlyFans. The brothers are also accused of obtaining large sums of money, which they used to buy properties, luxury cars, and cryptocurrencies with this organized crime and legal business. And look, it was no secret that Andrew Tate got famous off a webcam business. What would be a problem is if he is human trafficking women and holding them against their will, taking them from country to country, kidnapping them, removing them from their homes, not letting them go home, taking their passports, making them shoot these videos, then keeping all or most of the money. Now, these are just allegations, and I'm assuming is what the investigators are trying to claim Andrew Tate is guilty of. Whether or not this is true is what we will find out in the future. Is Andrew Tate just a legitimate pornographer, or is he literally kidnapping, assaulting, and enforcing women into sex work? We will find out. But that's not where the story ends, because guess what? The internet has been watching all of this unfold, and yes, they have a lot to say. Let's dive into the comments real quick. We'll just do three. Imagine picking a fight with a 19-year-old on Twitter, getting absolutely bodied, and then going to jail because you accidentally doxed yourself trying to tweet through it. Yeah, that would be terrible. If this is legit and Macho Man Andrew Tate got so wound up over a small dick energy joke that he ended up arrested, it is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I mean, that is kind of funny. Imagine getting owned by a teenager so hard you end up in a Romanian prison. Goddamn. Moral of the story, toxic masculinity and grandiose petulance on social media can land you in jail. It's sickening the number of media voices that platformed Andrew Tate despite allegations of sex trafficking, like Piers Morgan and Dan Wooten. Misogynist love company. And that's a very good point as well, but that proves what I was saying earlier. It was just an allegation, one that had no information, no investigation, you know, that was public with information telling us exactly what he was being accused of and why he should be going to jail and why he should be canceled. Now, all of these people who were using Andrew Tate for views after he got banned will not be able to do that. And bringing Andrew Tate on your podcast would be like co-signing him sex trafficking if it is proved that he's guilty, and if you believe what is being said about him as of now. So we will keep you up to date on the story as it updates. So make sure you stay tuned and hit that subscribe button. And thank you for being a part of this program. I am Joe Stone, and this is the Church of Joe Stone podcast, where cool comes to pray, you come to stay, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss another video coming your way, where we find the most shocking and provocative news and take it to church. I will see you in the next one. Bye.